Well, today we turn to the New Testament's Gospel of Luke. In chapter 5, we find an account of Jesus calling people to follow him. One day Jesus was standing on the shore of Lake Gennesaret, that's another name for the Sea of Galilee, while people pushed their way up to him to listen to the word of God. Well, he saw two boats pulled up on the beach. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats. It belonged to Simon. And he asked him to push off a little from the shore. And Jesus sat in the boat and taught the crowd. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Push the boat further out into the deep water and you and your partners let down your nets for a catch." "Master," Simon proclaimed, "we worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But if you say so, I will let down the nets." Well, they let them down and caught such a large number of fish that the nets were about to break. So they motioned their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so full of fish that they were about to sink. When Simon Peter saw what had happened, he fell on his knees before Jesus and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." He and the others with him were all amazed at the large number of fish they'd caught. The same was true of Simon's partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." They pulled the boats up on the beach, left everything, and followed Jesus. I haven't seen her in a while, that boat. The Rock, we called her. I know, as a name for a boat, the Rock doesn't exactly inspire confidence. But my father built it just before he died, and he named it after my nickname, Rocky. Oh, my real name is Simon Peter. My father and I fished with this boat for nearly a year before I had to take over the fishing business myself. Haven't seen my boat in, 3 years with Jesus, a year since. I guess it's going on 4 years now. I walked away from her one day. I never thought I'd do that. Walked away from my boats, my net, my business, my hometown. A few friends came with me that day, but not many. It was when Jesus had come to town. He hailed from Nazareth on the other side of the mountain, about a day's journey from here. We'd heard about him for weeks. Travelers would tell us about hearing him teach. "Quite a storyteller," they'd say. "He made you hear Holy Scripture as if God in the flesh were speaking to you." That's what they'd say. So I'll admit that I was a little excited to hear that he was heading toward Capernaum, and then to hear that he was in town, and then to see him come down to the lake shore where I was working. Many of the townsfolk came out to hear him speak. Now, mind you, Jesus already had quite a following when he entered the village, people who couldn't get enough of what he had to say. So when he came down here to the beach that day, must have been around midday, the fishing was done for the day. I mean, what fishing we'd been able to do overnight. It had been one of those nights of fishing when, you started to believe that the fish slept at night too, because they certainly weren't biting that night. So we'd come in a little earlier than usual. We're sitting in the shade, right over there, washing the weeds and the mud out of the nets, fixing tears, hanging the nets up to dry. And that's when Jimmy or Johnny, I forget which, one of them said, "Hey, Rocky, look, that Jesus fellow's getting into your boat. Were you supposed to take him somewhere?" "No." I'll admit that I was a little surprised he just climbed right in, but He didn't seem intent on disturbing anything, so I just was going to let him sit and watch, you know, see what happened next. But then Jesus looked right at me. Mind you, we hadn't met. Maybe someone had pointed me out to him or something when I wasn't looking. But Jesus called out, "Brother Simon Peter, how about pushing me away from shore just a tad so people can see and hear me?" Well, I made my way through the crowd, picked up the bow, and walked the boat about, 10 feet from shore, dropping the anchor in the knee-deep water. I don't know how long he talked. Jimmy and Johnny and I, we listened as we finished working on our nets. The next thing I know, maybe an hour later, maybe longer, the next thing you know, Jesus called to me again. "Brother Simon Peter, get your crew, get your nets. Let's go fishing." I said, "Sir, we tried all night long and caught almost nothing. It's just not happening today." But I remember that as I spoke, I had already gathered up my nets and my tunic and was making my way toward the water. Jimmy and Johnny, they followed me. And as I approached the water, I said to Jesus, "Sir, if you say so, I'll try it again." So we waded out to the boat, tossed our equipment aboard, and climbed in. I hoisted the sail, and we went out a ways. Kept an eye on Jesus. I didn't know for sure if he had a particular spot on the lake in mind. When we reached the deeper water, Jesus looked at me, and he smiled and nodded. This would be okay. We dropped the sail, flung the nets across the water, and we began to pull. And at first, I thought we snagged something. But no, we were in the deeper part of the lake. We pulled those nets, and we could feel them begin to come to life as though they were trying to swim away from us. And then as we got to the midpoint of the net, it began to bring up the fish. I mean, so many fish. I remember thinking, this must be every single fish in the lake. There were so many, they looked like and felt like a rock pile of fish. Some of our buddies had decided to follow us out, and we motioned for them to come alongside and help us bring in the net because we could barely begin to pull it out of the water. We started loading the fish into our boat. Our buddies came alongside. They began to load the fish into their boat too. I mean, both boats were filled with more fish than I'd ever seen in all my years, and the net was still full. And that's when I realized what miracle was unfolding right in front of my eyes. I mean, back on the beach, I'd been really ready to tell Jesus to get out of my boat, but I didn't. I've been ready to tell Jesus, I mean, a stranger from the farming country of inland Galilee, I was ready to say to him, "You know what, you stick to the land and leave the fishing to the real fishermen." I mean, I thought about saying that to him, but I didn't. For once in my life, I didn't say what I was thinking. You see, the thing is, I thought I knew what I needed to manage my life. I knew I didn't need anything from some outsider. But Jesus had been talking about trusting God so that God can direct your life. And now here he was directing me and Jimmy and Johnny and our friends, directing us to the most plentiful catch of fish any of us had ever heard of, much less seen with our own eyes. That's when I realized that what Jesus had been talking about back on the shore, Jesus had been saying for my benefit. That God's plan for my life is more plentiful, it's richer, it's more surprising than any plans I could possibly concoct or engineer or manipulate on my own. I remember letting go of my part of the net and falling to my knees and hugging Jesus and saying, "I don't deserve you, Master, for I'm just a man, a selfish, occasionally dishonest, sinful man. Don't let me spoil what you have to offer good people." But Jesus grasped me by the arms, hold me up. He said, don't be afraid to trust God in every part of your daily life. Brother Simon Peter, now you can catch bigger fish than these. You'll be pulling in people like yourself so they can give their lives to serve God. And that's when Jimmy and Johnny and I left these boats right here on the shore and headed down the road with Jesus. That day, my life became more valuable to me because I wasn't looking out just for me anymore. To my surprise, I found new joy, excitement, a sense of purpose, a certain peace in my life because I was more focused on God, my Maker. And Jesus helped me discover that. I saw God in a new way because of Jesus, as though I was looking at God in the flesh. Who knows? Maybe someday Jesus will show up where you work, where you study, where you live, and He'll call you by name like He called me by mine.